Hallelujah. Can we bless God for streams of life? Powerful. Hallelujah. All right, let's be seated a few minutes. Once I'm done doing this, the media, I believe, they are set. They have a prepared, all right, introduction. But before I allow the media to do what they want to do, amen. All right, ministering to us tonight is not just a minister of God. A man with an uncommon grace. Now hear me. One of the things that I found out about is not just the fact that he's anointed. Pastor Irene has a kind of heart. Permit me to say, it's not common in the body of Christ. Usual man. Are you following what I'm saying? When our ministry started, we were trying to look out for people who were doing things excellently well. All right? Because excellence is not just, sometimes not something you start on your own. Some people have been doing something. You can learn from the things they were. Celebration Church, all right, stood out for us then and now. Now, this might not be the kind of things you might hear people say, all right? But I'm telling you again that we didn't just invite him. We followed his track record. Year 2017, God revealed him to me in a vision, all right? And I saw that this is a very, very, very weighty man. He speaks with uncommon audacity. I believe one of the things that will happen tonight is that you will receive the grace to do exploit. So, we have not just invited a man of God. The things he's breaking in the body of Christ that is confronting with so much boldness, all right, it is a breakaway from the norm. The body of Christ yet, even in the nation, while we are talking about God anointing, all right, Joel 2:28, upon my spirit, one of your young sons and daughters will prophesy. All right? I saw what happened. Some people just feel maybe he's more statured. Maybe God should have sent somebody bigger. Amen. But there's an uncommon grace here. Are you following what I'm saying here? And I want you to be open with everything that makes you you. Something will fall. And I want to say this, Pastor, this is your house. And this is not going to be the last time we are bringing him. All right? We were supposed to bring him November last year. He had to go for honeymoon again. All right? But tonight we are so blessed and privileged to have in our midst Pastor Emmanuel Hiren. Amen. All right? So I'm telling you here. The man we have here with us is a man of God. He's a man of God. He's a very, very, very audacious apostle and very precise with the prophetic. I followed his meetings. Very, very, very precise. I believe that if we count people, I was telling one of our pastors, people who understand balance in Bible teaching, in the body of Christ today, it stands out. Let me say this to you. Some fire burns leave arches behind, stains, things and all that. When his own fire burns, he doesn't leave any stain. Very, very thorough with the word. I'm telling you, one of the very, very, all right, one of the most difficult things for people to remain balanced is balanced with spirit demonstration, word exposition, excellence, and everything. Balanced. So we, listen, I'm saying this so you can understand. All right, and you can be very, very open to receive. And Pastor, this is your house. Any dimension God leads you, flow. We are very, very open. Somebody invited Reverend Dr. Omar Opai. And the first statement he said when he came to the altar, he looked at the guy and he said, You are a liar. You are not the first. He's a father. Listen to me, Reverend Omar. Before you bring him, you must have known who you were bringing. And the dimensions that work. What you get is what you brought. All right, we know who we are about. And I'm telling you that there's something here, and it is not common. Are you following what I'm saying? I'm going to allow the media to do a bit more introduction. And after that, the next voice you will hear is the voice of Apostle Emmanuel Iren.
Pastor Emmanuel Iren. Pastor Emmanuel Iren is the founder and the lead pastor of Celebration. Pastor Emmanuel Iren. Pastor Emmanuel Iren is the founder and the lead pastor of Celebration Church International, popularly called CCI. A prolific teaching ministry that seeks to bring all men into celebrating endless life in Christ Jesus, with vibrant branches across Nigeria and the world. Pastor Emmanuel Iren is a prolific teacher of the word who is passionate about raising saints who are grounded in the knowledge of Christ and well equipped to take on the work of ministry. And this he does with simplicity in his teachings and mighty moves of the Spirit. Besides serving as the lead pastor of Celebration Church, Pastor Emmanuel Iren oversees two other ministerial expressions, namely Manifest Bible Course, an interdenominational Bible training school, and Triumph 30 Devotional, a daily devotional platform. Pastor Emmanuel Iren is also a songwriter with over 12 songs to his credit. He's the founder and principal songwriter for Outburst Music, a Christian record label committed to creating Christ-centered music. Pastor Laju Iren, popularly called the Lord's Storyteller, and they are blessed with two beautiful daughters. Today, at the Festival of Life 2022, we have the singular honor of receiving the highly revered and esteemed ministry of Pastor Emmanuel Iren. With a loud ovation, Sphere of Light Church, make welcome Pastor Emmanuel Iren.
I give you a prophetic instruction for 24 seconds. Rejoice! Rejoice in the Lord your God! Rejoice! Leave your seat and rejoice! 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 Because it's time to take new territory! Rejoice! He has brought you into wealth and influence for his name's sake, for the gospel's sake! Rejoice! Hey! Katarambalakaya! Limanekoriakaya! Zikapari and the rekapa, balaraka mande rekapaya, and sopataya. Hallelujah. Lift your hands and say this prophetically. Say, he has brought me into wealth and influence for the gospel's sake. He has brought me into wealth and influence for the gospel's sake. Say, wealth and influence for the gospel's sake. Say, I will carry mighty burdens and I will carry them with ease. Mighty burdens with ease. Mighty burdens with ease. Listen, the Lord said to me, he said, the sphere of light is a mighty sphere. A mighty sphere. It will engulf the globe. Did you hear what I said? A mighty sphere. Lift your eyes and see a mighty sphere of lights. Thank you, Jesus. Before I do my own introduction, I just want us to worship. It's a prophetic night. I want you to receive all that God has to do from your spirit, because something is about to break open. Did you hear what I said? Is there an Adeola in this place? Raise your hand. Come. Come. No. Two people. There is someone I'm supposed to pray for you, something that has to do with marriage. There is an Adeola I'm supposed to pray for, something that has to do with. Are you in a relationship? Are you in a relationship? And Adeola, raise your hand. I'm seeing someone who should be married months from now.
If she's not here, we'll wait for her. But I know it's someone to my right. Where all of who came from the right?
All right.
I'm in a relationship. Raise your hand. Don't worry, you. I'm in a relationship. Raise your hand. None of you. Thank you, sir. I'm going to pray for all of you, but it is you I'm praying for. Come. Come. Just lift your hands. Zupatarabakaya. Listen, look at me. God can be trusted. Sometimes when he's working in your life, you don't even see it. And he's asking me to tell you that his calendar for your life has not been affected. His calendar for your life. Sorry. I won't repeat it. How old are you? All right. You believe I'm a man of God. I stretch my hand to you in the presence of all this. Whatever you thought was affecting the calendar of God would turn out for your good. 7 years from now and even shorter, you will look back and see the fingerprint of God on everything concerning you. I saw an angel just come and stand behind you. And that's the angel of the Lord to execute the word of the Lord. For none of these words will fall to the ground. In the name of Jesus. And I pray for every one of you who came out by the zeal of the Lord and by this prophetic unction, marital destiny sorted. And there will be ease. Atongre sepeliko shekes. So says the Lord. Give him praise. Stand to your feet. Give him praise. Hallelujah. 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 I want us to worship for a minute. Is that okay? Now unto the Lamb upon the throne we raise
a sound. We raise.
Back up, hold on first. I want to hear the crowd. Come on.
Now unto the Lamb upon the throne.
Come on, say. Open your hearts to the Lord tonight. Hey, Apalahaya.
For he is God and God alone.
Say.
Oh, Takamane.
For he is worthy, lift your hands.
For he is worthy.
Come and say.
To receive glory, honor, and praise.
Now on to Kepalataria de Rapaya. It's time for international influence.
Now one, two, say.
Now one, two,
three.
Thank you. The Lord said this conference is for thanksgiving. He said many of the things that you are requesting for are already done. He said look at the harvest. The harvest is here. Look at the harvest. The harvest is here. Look at the harvest. The harvest is here. Look at the harvest. Atari and Daria Kaba. The harvest is here. Kamba Loria Katoa. Say the harvest is here. Thank you, Jesus. Atongre sapai. Telemenekai. Say the harvest is here. Woo! 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 Sphere of light, the harvest is here. Thank you, Lord. Glory to your name, Father. Let the miracles begin now. I don't know, I'm looking around. If I didn't trust my prophetic graces, I won't say this because everyone looks young. But I'm sure there is someone here who had a miscarriage recently. And I see you in a vision, you know, crying. And the Lord says he sees you. The Lord says he sees you. And he will compensate you. He will compensate you. If I be a man of God, that compensation has come. Hey, carrying the roatai. Belekunda kapa ruponda paitis. Thank you, Daddy. Ayale Koria Mai. Thank you, Father. We give you the praise and the glory. In Jesus' mighty name we've prayed. Amen. Hallelujah. Rejoice one more time. Just one more time. Just a little bit. Woo! Glory! 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 Hallelujah. You may please be seated. Now, I wasn't really happy when your pastor said nice things. I will tell you why. It's because when I say my own, it will be as if it's because he said it. But this was my first experience with him. Let me first give you a background. The first many years of our church, we didn't invite any guest minister. We didn't hold many special programs. I mean, we started midweek service as recently as maybe 2-3 years ago. In fact, for Lagos Church, we just started. And so many strange instructions God gave me. I only really accept invitations this year. Those of you who follow our ministry know. And the Lord was grooming me in obscurity, you know, and all of that. I was just focused on our vision until the time came. The prophecy was precise. At a particular age, I was going to step into this, that, the Lord said. And then some things were going to begin to happen. And because God also used our ministry prophetically to make some things out of fashion in the body of Christ, he said, I'm going to bless you so much in doing the right thing that some things that are wrong will be out of fashion. The Lord told me that. You know, so because of determined to protect what God has given me. I don't have many ministry friends.
I don't associate with many ministries. And some of my core team people, of course, know that. And then one day, one of our pastors came to me and said, Pastor, I have found a man. A man that aligns with virtually everything that we stand for. I mean, we said virtually because we didn't even really fully know him at the time. If there is anybody that the Lord gives you a release to bring to our church, this man is the man. He showed me your profile. That's how I found. Sometimes it takes someone from outside to tell you, and not just someone from outside, someone like me who feels no need to flatter. I'm under no pressure. If you know me very well, I'm very gentle, but I'm very candid. You won't find me anywhere I don't want to be. I don't go around. Praise the Lord. But sometimes it takes someone from outside to tell you that you have a man of God in you. The exact phrase he used was the phrase I wanted to use. You know, in my introduction, I already planned it. Pastor Femi Lazarus is rare. Is what? And I will tell you what I mean so that you understand it's no flattery. To find a man who knows the word, has the anointing, has character, those three. In one man, in the body of Christ today, is not easy. Then the man now is intelligent. He's intelligent and is strong on administration. It's a very rare mix. It's a very rare mix. And then has a good wife. You know, so, and then I'd been following him for a while. For some reason, my wife met him before me and met them before me. And she came home and said, no, you need to meet this man. So calm but intelligent. She said every word he spoke that day was a punchline. That's what she said, that everything made sense. You know, I want to say that I celebrate you both from my heart. You mean so much to the body of Christ. I'm not saying by I'm saying this prophetically, that the space that your church feels in the body of Christ is so important. Did you hear that? That space is so important. So I want to thank you for the secret labors, for the secret tools, and thank you very much for having me. Hallelujah. So now, this meeting is not exactly for you as an individual. I'm here to speak a prophetic word to the spiritual entity called Sphere of Light. Did you hear what I said? The spiritual entity. I have a prophetic word for the vision. Look at these flags. I know you know it's there, but just look at it again. A move is about to start. It has started, but it's about to shift gears and change momentums. Listen, I don't know. Maybe some of you might be seeing me for the first time, but I don't throw words around. Hallelujah. When I speak a prophetic word, believe me. Hallelujah. So something, mark these words. In 18 months, the influence of this ministry will be greatly multiplied. Amen. Greatly multiplied. Greatly. And so, we're here to celebrate a verdict that has already been passed. We're here to celebrate it. And if we just spend the whole conference dancing and praising God, we will not be out of place. Come on, did you hear what I said? And this is how it concerns you. I hope you'll be selfless enough not to mind that it concerns you indirectly. Because something similar to what the Lord told me is the exact same thing, you know, that is going to play out here. And how is it? The Lord said, He said, all the partnership you need will come from inside this ministry. So he said, I'm going to raise people so much, they will shoulder international burdens with ease. Yeah. Do you believe what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Jesus. I don't know. Balakari on this. Eleton gipala korea kapande suve poprete kukia. We don't have any billionaire anywhere bankrolling us. God raised our boys, our girls. Ones that followed me since they were teenagers. That ones doing all the amazing things. Hallelujah. According to the word of the Lord, mighty men and women are rising in this ministry to shoulder international burdens. To shoulder international burdens. To shoulder international burdens. I've seen this 3 times. I'm seeing it again. There is someone under this roof. You have a call to politics. Like the Lord has given you that burden. And I'm saying this now. A tongue greasy pie. This prophetic word has made a way for you.
Yeah.
And you yourself will not be able to understand. Hallelujah. Someone called me an apostle of ease. I don't look like the burdens I carry. Did you hear what I said? And you yourself will marvel at the ease with which God will orchestrate it.
Amen.
Come on, say loud amen.
Amen.
Come on, say loud amen.
Amen.
Ay, 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 ay. It is an unusual word because we are not like, I mean, sir, there are some members that other people will envy because of them. They will just look at you and say, this guy is in your church. The people I'm talking about, they don't look like it now. And the zeal of the Lord will perform it. The zeal of the Lord will perform it. In Jesus' mighty name. All right, please be seated. Please be seated. Hallelujah. I want to teach on increase. Pastor, you've done a great job. This church looks beautiful. Well, God is I don't know if I'm permitted to say this in public or we can talk about it later. Atalia no cotelia. Anyway, there's grace to shoulder the burdens. I mean, just after this enormous project, I can imagine how much resources, how much, you know, went into this for God to now say, okay, nice. This is nice. Come here. Do this. Your pastor is a prophet too, so the Lord will continue from there.
Hallelujah.
Let me tell you something. If you want the vision God has given your set man to be international, you have to be generous with him. Did you hear what I said? You have to be generous with him. When God begins to make him move, don't cry. I'm preparing your mind now. Are you listening? You are quiet now. Look at these people. When God begins to make him move, don't do what? Lift your hand and say, we release you to the nations. Say, Pastor Lazarus, we release you to the nations. Say, we release you from our hearts. Was it really from your heart? Hallelujah! Increase. The first thing I want to say is this. Increase is possible. Nobody is hopelessly disadvantaged. And it doesn't matter where you are vis-a-vis what God has asked you to do. That vision is possible. You can do better than you are doing now. And grace can bring you into more. You need to believe it. It's possible. Come on, say it's possible. Oh. The second thing I want to say as an introduction is this. If you want increase, you desire a good thing. You desire a good thing. See, we know that there are many excesses when it comes to, you know, material prosperity, financial prosperity, and things like that. But that's not enough to relegate yourself to smallness. Are you listening to what I'm saying? It's not enough to relegate yourself to smallness. And I mean, you can sabotage yourself so much that God wants something for you that your religious mind has banished you from. Where in a trance, the Lord says to Peter in Acts chapter 10, take, kill, eat. I mean, the animals, plethora of animals. In front of you, take, kill, eat. You know what Peter said? No, Lord, religion is bad. Oh, God can offer you something that is yours, that is your destiny. Your religious mind has abominated you from it, and you correct God. He said, no, Lord. Talk about an oxymoron. How do you have no and Lord side by side? Do you know what Lord is? You don't say no and Lord. The lordship of Jesus requires that you always say yes to him. Always. You don't say, if he says do this, you do it. Oh, come on. Amen, somebody. Amen. Come on, I said amen, somebody. Amen. Come on, I said amen, somebody. Amen. Sir, sorry. I don't know. The Lord is telling me this again. Some of your people are receiving opportunities maybe for schooling and they are traveling abroad. But I'm seeing them traveling from sphere of light to sphere of light. I saw that. So they will just be changing branches. The zeal of the Lord shall perform it. This thing is interrupting my sermon, but it's important. Hallelujah. Come on, did you hear what I said? So you don't reject the self-sabotage that will make you say, no, Lord. If God says, this is my plan, that's his plan. Embrace it with your heart. You know, one balanced text that talks about this. Listen, there is a balanced teaching on increase. And 3 John 2 says, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. Listen, that's the balance, that no form of increase should be at the expense of the prosperity of your soul. Come on, are you with me? Yes, any type of increase that sabotages the prosperity of your soul, takes you away from church, affects your walk with God, that's not of God. Any kind of job that makes both parents absent from parenting, that's not of God. And listen, this is the balance of prosperity in the kingdom. The fact that it must never be at any cost. That even if, oh my God, listen, many people fall for this trap, especially when what the devil is offering you looks like what God said will happen. God said, I will bless you and make you a blessing. But then there is a kind of gift you have to reject and say, lest you say you made Abraham rich. Even though normally, listen, your religious mind can trick you into receiving it, because increase, after all, is the prophecy of God. But you must have enough integrity and trust in God, enough confidence in his prophetic word to be able to say no to Satan and say, not this way. Yes, but not this way. God said it, but not this way. Do you understand what I'm saying? We are a people of integrity. It's only when you don't believe in God, you feel you have to cut corners because your options are limited. Not this way, not this way, not this way. Don't spoil the testimony of God. Don't spoil what God is doing. Come on, are you with me? Even as your soul prospers. And that's important. In fact, that's what you use to gauge every opportunity that you embrace, every blessing, quote and unquote, that you receive, every open door that you endorse. That's what you use. My soul prosperity is most important. And so both must grow pari passu. Nonetheless, the text still says, I wish above all things that you prosper. And you say the English rendition doesn't do justice to this, because when you say wish, you think of something fickle, something that is luxurious, something that is nice but may not happen. I wish I was the president. I wish I was the richest man in the world. I wish it's on the moon right now. Stuff like that. But that's not the Greek word translated wish. The Greek word translated wish is eukomai. Eukomai was translated in many places as pray. He's talking about an earnest spiritual desire. Oh, you must embrace this. You see, many times we have a stereotypical way of interpreting what God is doing. We think that what God did for a particular people at a particular time is what God always does. So why is it that Jesus was coming into the world, and of all families he chose the family of a carpenter, and when he was picking his disciples he chose men of low degree, many of whom were fishermen? Why is he doing that? Does it mean our ministries must be poor? No. Is the Pharisaical system at the time, they were the elites, and so God was set to use simple things to humble the wise. Come on, are you with me? To confound the wise. But listen, it doesn't mean influence is not important. After God had proven his point in the early ministry of Jesus, the caliber of people he used to herald his message, it seemed like there was a shift. You start seeing the utopian, who was an accountant. He had Icon. You see Cornelius, who was in the military, a major in the military, a man of means, had servants in his house. You see Luke, a medical doctor, writing with perfect understanding of all things. He had done his research, so he was full of the Spirit, but he was also a trained expert. Come on, are you with me? And all these things, you know, played their part in bringing the message to us as it has come today. I wish above all things that you prosper and be in good health, even as your soul. Come on, even as your soul does what?
So there is such a thing as a selfless ambition. I call it an ambition for a selfless cause. Let me tell you something. There are two extremes. There are people who have selfish ambitions, and there are people who have no ambition. God cannot use either of the two. The man God uses must be a man of selfless ambition. Selfless ambition. Come on, say it loud. Selfless ambition. Where you have no personal point to prove.